Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, God's Will to Heal. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Would you turn to the book of Luke this evening? Did you come ready to receive?
Yes, sir.
Book of Luke. Luke chapter 5 and verse 12. It came to pass when Jesus was in a certain city, behold, a man full of leprosy, who seeing Jesus fell on his face and besought him, saying, Lord, if you will, you can make me clean. Everybody say that out loud. Lord, if you will, you can make me clean. Now, we have been talking for a few weeks now on this subject of God's will to heal. It is a much debated topic. It's a topic that many people are confused about. And we believe differently than some folk do. But people say, well, you know, you got a right to believe what you believe, and I got a right to believe what I believe about it. We all got a right to believe whatever we decide to believe. No, no, we don't. You don't have a right to your own beliefs. I know that's terribly politically incorrect. Nor do I have a right to just believe whatever I decide I want to believe if I'm a Christian.
Amen.
And Jesus is my Lord.
Yes.
He tells me what to believe.
That's right.
I'm to believe that.
Yes.
And if you're a Christian, you're to believe that too.
Right.
Not decide what I decide to believe, what I want to believe. No, believe what he said. Well, if you asked people in any number of different denominations tonight, is it God's will for you to be healed? Is it always God's will for us to be healed? You would get many different answers, wouldn't you? But can we find answers in the Bible on this? This man asked this very question. The very question many are asking tonight and today all over the world. He said, Lord, I know you can. I know you can heal me if it is your will. So he wasn't convinced if it was God's will or not. And he's trying to see, Lord, is it your will? Well, we have the answer from the Lord, not what somebody thought he said about it or thought he meant about it. We have the actual words.
Yes.
Oh, come on now. The words of the King of Kings. The Lord of Lords, we have a quotation from him in answering this question. And since we got that, we ought to have this question answered forever. Tell me what he answered when the man said, he said, if you will, you can make me clean. Verse 13, Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, even though he was full of leprosy. He was in a bad way. Jesus didn't run away from him. He put out his hand and touched him.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he said,
I will
be thou clean. And immediately the leprosy departed from him. Religion, seminary, preachers have taken this and they've twisted it to fit their theology. And they said, well, I mean, it didn't say it, but what he meant is, I'm the Son of God, and I'm going to demonstrate that I'm the Son of God by healing you, even though it's not always the will of God. It usually is not the will of God for people to be healed. But because I am the Son of God, I'm going to prove something here. He didn't say any of that. That's conjecture. It's people making up stuff. What did he say?
I will.
Didn't say he was proving anything. Didn't say this was because of who he is and was. He just said, so simple, I will be clean. And he was. Wonder what he'd say today. If you are me or anybody in Canada or South America or Australia or Africa or New Zealand or England or would ask him, Lord, I know you can heal me if it be your will. Wonder what he'd say to us now.
I will.
Or anybody else now.
I will.
Has he changed?
No.
Then he'd still say, I will.
Yes.
Is he a respecter of persons?
No.
Then he would still say, I will.
Yes.
For all Bible believing people, it ought to be settled.
Yes.
I like what this the Living Bible said, that when the man said, sir, if you only will, you can clear me of every trace of my disease. Jesus reached out and touched the man and said, of course I will. Be healed. Oh, glory to God. Does that sound like Jesus to you?
Yeah.
Of course I will. Be healed. Be cleansed and healed. And the leprosy left him instantly. Well, we believe this. But if it is true, other parts of the word will confirm it. Let everything and every word be established in the mouth of two or three witnesses. And so we've begun on that to establish it from scripture after scripture and place after place that it is God's will for all to be healed now. We've gone over reason after reason after reason. Let me go over a few of them for you. Can anybody remember some of them? We're sure it's God's will for all to be healed today because God's word is medicine. We're sure it's God's will for all to be healed today because a strong spirit will sustain you through bodily pain and trouble. We're sure it's God's will for all to be healed today because of the original creation. And I can't comment on them. I'll start teaching them again. They're so good. We're sure it's God's will for all to be healed today because of God's will in heaven. And in the world to come. We're sure it's God's will for all to be healed today because of the origin of sickness, where it came from. We're sure it's God's will for all to be healed today because sickness is a work of the devil. We're sure it's God's will for all to be healed today because we have a covenant of healing. Ah, that makes you shout, don't it? We're sure it's God's will for all to be healed today because of the eternal names of God, one of which is Jehovah Rapha. I am the Lord who heals you. And he still is. We're sure it's God's will for all to be healed today because sickness is a curse. It's part of the curse of the law. And according to Galatians 3:13, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. We read last week where he mentions sickness and disease after sickness and disease. That's part of the curse of the law. And then he said every sickness and every disease that's not mentioned by name in here is part of it.
Amen.
And we've been redeemed from it.
Amen.
Said out loud again, I'm redeemed,
I'm redeemed
from the curse of sickness.
I'm redeemed.
Well, if you're redeemed from it, how could it be God's will for you to live in it or have it? If he'd have wanted you to be in it, if it was his will for you to be in it, he wouldn't have redeemed you from it.
Right.
Just doesn't make sense now, does it?
No.
But going on tonight, what reason is this?
Ten.
Reason number 10, we are sure it's God's will for all to be healed today because of the types of redemption. T-Y-P-E-S, types of redemption. I want you to turn with me to two places, please. Go with me to 2 Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 10, and then 2 Corinthians 1. 1 Corinthians 10, 2 Corinthians 1. There are some rich, rich things that we're about to get into right now. Types of redemption. 1 Corinthians 10, are you there? 1 Corinthians 10 says, he talked about, beginning in verse 1, about how God brought that first generation of Israelites out of Egyptian bondage, and he brought them through the Red Sea and all the things that happened to them, both good and bad. And verse 11, 1 Corinthians 10:11 says, now all these things happened to them for in samples. And the margin of my Bible says types. Types. In samples or examples or types. And they are written for who? Our admonition or our instruction, upon whom the ends of the world are come. The things that are written in the Old Testament, all the things that happened with God's people in the first covenant, they are written as types for us. They typify, they portray what has been fulfilled in the new covenant, the New Testament, and that's another big reason we ought not neglect and ignore our Old Testament. Amen. It's full of beautiful types of Jesus and the work of redemption. And you just, you know, the writers of the New Testament, for the larger part, assume you know the Old Testament. Can you tell that by reading it? They make references to it and assume you know it. And many modern day Christians are woefully ignorant of the Old Testament. That's one reason that we here at Faith Life Church are reading our Old Testament right now. Now, it's going to take more than 1 year to do it. But is it worth doing? Oh, are you getting anything out of reading this? Does it apply to us today? It's the Word of God. It never fails. It does not change. And so we are in a different covenant, but we don't have a different God. He hasn't changed. And thing after thing that he told them was prophesying. And the things he told them to do were beautiful prophetic pictures of what was about to happen. In fact, everybody that got forgiven, everybody that got restored, everybody that got healed, everybody that had any blessing on their life in the old covenant, got it based on what Jesus would do in the future.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Types of Redemption, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R2002F. That's R2002F, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.